Greetings to all. It is a joy to have you join us for daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm Father Ruel Strawn, the Assistant Curate at St. Agnes Anglican Church, Grantstown, New Providence. Today we continue our celebration of the great 50 days of Easter. In the Bahamas today, we remember and pray for those whose lives were cut short during the HMBS Flamingo tragedy on this day in 1980. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, in regard to what he has given me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of Christ. Many of us can remember a moment in our childhood when there was something so dear to us that we carried it around everywhere. A special toy, a teddy bear, maybe a blanket or a ball. And we guarded these things and we tried our best not to let anyone snatch them away from us. However, sometimes we ended up being caught off guard, and these things were snatched away, leaving us to either cry hysterically or to fight back for it, or both. In our gospel reading today, we find ourselves in a different place. We are the precious and loved people whom Jesus, the Good Shepherd, holds in his holy and venerable hands. He assures us that no one will snatch us away from him. No one will snatch his sheep out of his hand. We live in a world where there seems to be many things and forces reaching and trying to grab and pull us. The world wants our loyalty, wants us to belong to it. Sometimes in our human weakness and frailty, we even reach back out for these things. We ought in every moment to realize and embrace the reality that we belong to the Good Shepherd. Our place is in the arms and hands of the Good Shepherd. He will never let us be snatched away from him. And those who belong to him, he holds and keeps. He gives them eternal life, and they will never perish. As we journey these great 50 days of Easter, mindful of the reality that the risen Lord walks with us, we can keep in mind as well that whatever comes our way, we can hold fast to the faith because we belong to and we are held by the Good Shepherd who will never let us be snatched away from him. Amen. We pray together the Regina Caeli. Joy to thee, O Queen of Heaven, Alleluia. He whom thou wast meet to bear, Alleluia. As he promised, hath arisen, Alleluia. Pour for us to God thy prayer, Alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, Alleluia, for the Lord is risen indeed, Alleluia. Let us pray. O God, who by the resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ, has vouchsafed to give joy to the whole world, grant that with the help of his Mother, the Virgin Mary, we may attain the joys of eternal life through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Do share these devotions widely and have a happy and holy 50 days of Easter.